The branch comes out of nowhere. I don't even see it until it's too late to shout a warning. One second, we're riding down the river. The next, the limb catches Malik on the side of the head, pitching him off our makeshift raft into the water. I don't hesitate. I can't. The current is so fast that I could be a quarter mile downriver before I make up my mind. And anyway, it's a pretty selfish move. I've already lost Eli and Tori. If I lose Malik too, I'm all alone. I hit the water with a splash and begin to swim upstream. It's a struggle with the river boiling all around me, and I'm grateful for the water polo training I got back in Serenity. I never thought I'd be grateful for anything about growing up in that town. Malik is moving toward me, carried by the current. He looks okay, except for a bloody gash behind his ear. I take hold of him in the classic Red Cross life-saving position and head for shore. He's shouting something, but I can't make it out over the roar of the river. What's he saying?
You idiot, Laska! What are you doing?
Rescuing you, I snarl back.
I don't need rescuing. Why'd you jump off the raft?
He's struggling against my grip. I pull harder for the riverbank.
We're stronger when we stick together. Don't give me that Serenity baloney. Now we're both going to get caught.
He wrestles free of my grasp, and the two of us swim ashore. We crawl through the reeds into dry land and lie side by side, gasping and glaring at each other. I'm twice as mad at him as he is at me, because I know that if he could catch his breath, he'd be yelling at me. He's right about one thing, though. Getting caught is a real danger. The Purple People Eaters saw us ride off on the river. When you escape from a commando team, you have to figure they'll be coming after you. Soon. We scurry through the cover of the trees, staying low. After 10 minutes, we come upon a 2-lane highway with dirt shoulders. I'm about to step out, but Malik pulls me back.
Use your brain, he hisses. The next car around the bend could be one of their SUVs. I'm going up to see what I can see.
Up? He starts climbing a huge old tree. I follow him. I've already jumped off a raft, so I wouldn't be alone. I'm not about to stand there at the side of the road waiting to get scooped up by purples. It's a testament to what we've been through since escaping Serenity that neither of us thinks twice about scaling a 30-foot oak. Running for your life does that to a person. By the time we make it to the top, we wish we hadn't bothered. The two black SUVs carrying our pursuers are heading our way. They're hopscotching along the road, stopping periodically to send out teams of searchers into the woods. The lead car pulls over the 300 yards short of us, and four men head into the trees. We exchange a look of pure horror. Not only are they close, but we've trapped ourselves 30 feet in the air. And then a pickup truck appears in the distance, coming from the opposite direction, pulling a large white camper. It's going pretty fast, but it has to slow down to take the curve. In that instant, we both know what we're going to do. It's reckless and insane, but it's also our only option. Malik is already hustling down to a lower branch, dragging me with him.
I get it, I whisper urgently. Worry about yourself.
About 15 feet off the ground, a heavy branch extends out over the road. We crawl onto it, Malik in the lead. In a few seconds, the camper will pass directly beneath us.
Jump early, I advise. You know, to compensate for the motion of the...
I never finish the sentence. He pushes me off the branch and lets go himself. The drop is only about 6 feet, but it feels like 100 miles. Maybe that's because while we're falling, we have no idea if we're about to land cat-like on the camper or with a splat on the pavement. I hit the roof and flatten myself to the metal surface. Malik lands behind me a split second later. I look back with furious eyes. He offers a slight shrug.
You said jump early.
I almost say, I'm never going to forgive you for this. I don't, because this is at least the 15th thing I'm never going to forgive Malik for. Besides, he did care enough to push me, which means he's probably more scared of being left alone than I am. Malik may look like a tough guy and a bruiser, but deep down, he's a big baby. We stay pressed to the roof, keeping as low as possible, so we don't get to enjoy the moment when the camper sails by the SUVs. Too bad. I would have loved to laugh in their faces. Of course, that would have given us away. We have to be satisfied with the fact that they're going to search for hours only to come up empty. I hope the mosquitoes are hungry tonight.